The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory be to you.
Jesus withdrew toward the sea with his disciples. A large number of people followed from Galilee and Judea, hearing what he was doing. A large number of people came to him also from Jerusalem, from Idumea, and from beyond the Jordan, and from the neighborhood of Tyre and Sidon. He told his disciples to have a boat ready for him because of the crowd, and so they would not crush him. He had cured many, and as a result, those who had diseases were pressing upon him to touch him. And whenever unclean spirits saw him, they would fall down before him and shout, "You are the Son of God." He warned them sternly not to make him known. The Gospel of the Lord.
Good morning. You know, I was scheduled to return back in February, on the 1st of February, but I decided to come back earlier. Among the things that informed my decision, the most important is when I was hearing about the eating fire, I was being updated by Father Ricky through the emails. I said, no, I have to return back. I said, there's no way I will be in vacation while my house is burning. I said, no, I have to come back because we are in this together. So that is why all of a sudden I told Father Ricky, hey, I am coming back. He thought I was joking until he saw me. My dear friends, my heart goes out to those that were affected. May God heal us. I know most of us are heartbroken. We have been asking some questions, why this, why that? In the gospel today, Jesus presented himself as a healer. I believe that whatever happens in life, there is a reason. And one of those reasons would be an opportunity to open our ears to listen to God. An opportunity to open our eyes so that we can see God. God is faithful. In any situation, whatever happens in life, we have to give glory and thanks to God. Because without Him, we are nothing. And so long as we remain with God, we have everything. God is the answer. God is the reason why we are here. God is the reason why we are alive. So let us not be discouraged. Instead, let us focus on Him. He is the high priest. And His intention is to intercede for us. The reason why He came is for us. And He can never desert us. Most of us, we have not really tapped that grace, or we have not really found where we can always experience Him. One of those places is right here As we are here celebrating this Holy Mass, Jesus is right here in our midst. He is the celebrant. He is the victim. And not only that, he has reminded us that he is in the Eucharist every day. So one of the ways, or the second place we can find him, is in adoration. The Eucharistic adoration. Whenever the Holy Eucharist is exposed on the altar, that is Jesus sitting right before us, waiting for us, and also speaking to us. But we have to believe. We have to believe that Jesus is right there in the Holy Eucharist. In the gospel we heard, he went about healing so many people, and people were flocking towards him. Even those that were possessed by the demons, they recognized Jesus as the Son of God. Do we recognize Jesus in the Holy Eucharist? Do we believe that he is in our midst? My dear friends in Christ, this is an opportunity for us to come to him. In the scripture, those that came to him, he healed. And Jesus remains the same yesterday, today, and forever. Let us come to him in adoration. Let us come and listen to him. Let us come that he will comfort us, especially at this time. May God continue to bless us, and may his words be our source of transformation. Amen.